Tommy.
Right. All right, if you got your Bibles, would you turn with me and go into Hebrews chapter 4? Hebrews chapter 4, and let's look at verse 14. Hebrews 4 and 14. Praise God. I'd like to deal today with our merciful and faithful great high priest. How many knows who that is?
Jesus.
Jesus is the high priest of our profession. Glory to God. He is a merciful and faithful high priest. Hallelujah. Stay with me a little while. Praise God. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Notice next. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You may be seated. Our faithful, great high priest. I want to ask some questions today, and we're going to answer them. Does God see me?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's right.
Does he understand and really know what I'm going through?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see me, Jesus? Do you understand me and know what I'm going through?
Oh,
I feel you, God. Does he really care?
Come on.
Yes, he does. Will he help me?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on, brother.
If I come to him,
come on.
Will he help me? Does he know me?
Lord, hallelujah.
Woo! Listen to the psalmist David. By inspiration of the Holy Ghost through him. He said in Psalms 86 and 15, but thou, O Lord, he's talking to God, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and in truth. He's a God that is moved with compassion. Bible said he was tempted in all points as we are.
That's right.
He had trouble. He suffered. He had problems. He went through things.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not a road that you'll never walk now. There's never a valley that's so deep that what Jesus ain't already been in that deep, dark valley.
Yeah. Right.
No matter how rough the road that you're on and you're traveling, you'll never have a problem what Jesus don't know all about you. He sees you. And the Bible didn't say that he was touched with our infirmities. The Bible says we have a high priest, a great high priest, that is passed into the heavens and is set at the right hand of God. And he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows how we feel. He knows when we're downcast. He knows when we're hurting. He knows when we're sick. He knows when the body hurts and full of pain. pain. He knows all about our sicknesses. When we come up against Him, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He's acquainted with our grief and our sorrow. He knows our frame. He remembers that we're just the dust. He knows that He looks down and we're so weak sometimes, and we wonder, oh God, do You see me? Do You really realize what I'm going through and what I'm facing? And Jesus looks at the Father. He sits at the right hand. Jesus is our intercessor. He's our mediator, and He's our advocate. He's the go-between between us and the Father. And He looks at the Father and said, Father, look at the nail prints in my hands and in my feet. Oh Lord, and the brow that had the thorn of crowns upon it. Look at my scars. I hurt and I went through it and I suffered. Hallelujah. I took everything upon me that they'll ever go through. I know how they feel.
Yeah.
I know how they feel.
Oh God.
Does He see me?
Yes.
Does He know me? What is compassion? Can you put a definition on compassion? Listen, He's a God full of compassion.
Full of compassion.
A sympathetic consciousness of others' distress.
Yes.
With a desire to help them.
Okay.
Jesus says, yes, I am aware. Yes, I know. I see and I care. What is mercy? You ever thought what mercy really is?
Bless, Lord.
Mercy simply means placing yourself in the other person's shoes. What if that was me suffering?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What if that was me in need?
Oh,
these two words moved the heart of God to reach out and to touch and to help, to save and to heal, to reach a helping hand.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Blessed be God.
What if that's me in trouble and suffering? What if that was me that's down and out and hurting?
Yes.
What if that's me that the devil's pressing my mind? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows the pressure that I'm under.
Come on.
Nobody could know the worries and the fears I face. Nobody knows the stress I'm under. Oh, yes, they do.
Come on, brother.
Oh, yes, they do. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Does anybody see me? Is anybody there that knows that I'm struggling?
Mm.
Look at Matthew 9:36. But when Jesus, when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted.
Fainted.
You ever been there? Have you ever been at the point you felt like fainting?
Come on.
Yep.
How can I go on?
Come on.
Nobody knows.
Whoa.
You can be a picture of hell. You can be sitting right here. Come through the doors. You can smile. You can shake my hand. You can even raise a hand to praise God. But nobody sees your heart.
That's right.
Nobody knows what you've suffered this week.
Wow.
Nobody knows what you went through in this last year, year and a half.
That's right.
Nobody knows. But God does.
Amen. God knows.
I said, God does.
God knows.
Nobody knows the battle that I face in my own family, on the job,
Come on.
In my own body. Nobody knows how I feel. Nobody could see my hurt. Nobody could feel my loss.
Come on.
Raise your little hand to Jesus. Jesus is saying, yes, I know. I know all about it. I've been down your road. I've touched with the feeling of your infirmities. Some of us, sometimes we drag to come to church. We press to get up, to get dressed, to come to the house of God. If people only knew how I hurt and I worry
about tomorrow and what I went through in the past weeks and months. How can I make it, preacher? The Bible said, knowing that he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities, therefore let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Jesus said, when you got a need, bring it to the Father through me. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Raise your little hand and say, if I'll bring it to Jesus and say, dear Lord, you're my high priest, would you take my request to the Father? Hey Lord, the Lord will do that, and he'll send down a touch that you need. He'll send strength, and he'll give you grace. He still moves with compassion. People are on the verge of fainting, but Jesus is moved by compassion. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes.
He's still moved.
Yes, he does.
He is still touched. Jesus was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were as sheep scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Few laborers.
Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. What's Jesus saying right here? After he said it, he was moved with compassion on them because they was fainting, and he told them to have the disciples to sit down. He was going to heal them. He healed every one of them and fed them.
Amen. Right.
So what Jesus is saying today, there's others out there that's in need. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to the Father, but you, I'm going to put something in your hands that you can give to them, that you'll be able to help them. He's a merciful high priest. What makes Jesus so special to us? Has he ever touched you? Mm-hmm. Has he ever helped you?
Man, come on, bro.
If we could ask him right now, he would answer right back. And we would say, dear Jesus, do you see me? And do you understand me and care? He would answer, yes, child, I have been in your shoes. Sheep in a pit. Matthew 12 and 11, Jesus said, what man of you shall there be among you that shall have one sheep?
One sheep.
And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, into a pit, will not he lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep?
Amen.
How personal can you make our Savior to you? How personal can you make him your Savior? Jesus said, if one of my sheep, just one among a million, he don't see me.
Come on.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
Among a million. If he just had one sheep among a million that would fall, Shelby, and be low in a pit, Jesus said, would I not be touched in my heart?
Yes.
And feel compassion for that one that has fallen help you in a pit?
Man.
Come on now.
Yes, God. Yes. Would I not consider it fear when it is alive in that pit, when in its helpless condition,
in its low place? Would I not consider it? Would I not reach down my arms and with my hands lift it up out of the pit and set it back on its feet? Can I tell you today, Jesus still has mercy for the suffering and the down and out. How many has ever said, Lord, if you don't help me, God, I'll never get out of this situation.
Come on now.
I'll never feel any better. God, if I ever needed you, I need you right now, Lord. I feel so low inside. I feel so cast down. And I need you. How personal can you make Jesus to you today? Hey, I feel the Lord when he can reach right down and he's moved with compassion and he reaches right down to where you are and his hands picks you up and brings you out of that low place and lifts you out of that pit. I tell you, there ain't nobody that can do you like Jesus. There ain't no touch like his touch. There ain't no hand can ever touch you like the hand of God that can reach down and wrap his arms around you and say, yes, I saw you, and yes, I care about you, and I've come to lift you out and to encourage you. The devil will tell you it'll never get any better. Oh Lord, you're on your own. Everybody else is getting blessed, but you're suffering. Jesus said, I still have mercy and I can turn it around. Raise your hand in the house of the Lord. I can turn the situation around and he can make you feel better. He's a great high priest and that is passed into the heavens at the right hand of God, and he knows how you feel. Hey, he suffered. He clothed himself, although that he was the Son of God. He became the Son of Man, and he rode, hallelujah, into our hearts.
Amen. Amen.
Woo.
Oh, God. Just want to make a million. Now, that's the devil's, one of the devil's biggest tools is he tries to make you feel insignificant.
Yeah.
You're the least.
Yeah.
You're not that important. You don't mean much.
Come on now.
You're not as important as others to God. You have nothing to offer.
We're all important. Phew. To God.
Come on. Others is better off than you are.
Come on.
You're the least of the members of the body.
Come on. Bless
you. You just ain't important. Oh, yes, you are.
That's right.
Just one sheep.
Yeah.
Just one lamb.
Come on now.
Just one that's stuck in the briars and then the thickets. Just one, its wool is full of sticks and mud. Come on. If it's a lion in the pit, Jesus said, I don't care how dirty it is. It might have thorns. It might have burrs all through its wool. But I tell you, I still care about that one little sheep. And I can reach down and pick it up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God cares.
Yes.
God cares.
God sees you today, everybody in this house.
Yes, he does.
He knows right where you're sitting.
Yes.
He knows your makeup.
Come on.
He knows how you think.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He does. He knows how you feel. Oh, God. The psalmist David cried out to the Lord in Psalms 42. Oh, my God.
My God.
My soul is cast down within me. My soul was cast down within me. I will hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And disquieted within me means that I'm not quiet. I'm not at peace. I'm in turmoil. Why am I cast down and have no peace within me?
Yeah.
I shall yet praise him.
Bless him.
Who is the health of my countenance. What are you saying here, David? I'm low in my soul. I'm troubled. I feel so far down.
Yeah.
But I'm going to praise him because I know he's going to lift me back up. Yeah. My God sees me and he cares about me. I want to ask you, in viewing yourself and your problems and your frailties today, are you important to the Lord?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
David said, I'm going to praise him, yet I'm in a low position. I'm in a low place right now, but I'm going to praise him.
Praise him.
For the help of his countenance.
Yes.
And when he lifts and renews my soul, picks it back up, when he's all I need is God to smile on me.
That's right.
If I just knew, if I could just see the face of God turn toward me, if I would just sense that, and I'm yet going to praise him for the health of my countenance. If he'll smile upon me, he'll heal my face. Raise your hand. He'll heal me. He'll put a smile back on my face. He'll put hope down in my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Blessed God.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you important to the Lord?
Yes.
Jesus said in Matthew and Luke's gospel, how think ye, how do you think about this in your mind? If a man had 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray,
just one,
doeth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains?
Go to the mountains.
And seeketh that which is gone astray until he find it.
Until he finds it.
God don't give up.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Hallelujah, the Lord. I know of backsliders that have spent years and years and years out in the thickets and the thorns and the valleys. Hey, Lord, in the thickness of sin. And I've seen the grace of Almighty God because a mom and a dad was a praying for him and the church was a praying for him. And God heard the prayers and he reached way out and he brought him back in through his compassion and through his mercy. I'm telling you today, there is still a hope. You might have spent years and years away from the Lord backslid, but I know somebody that says you are still important and I love you. And if you was the only one to hear back 2,000 years ago, Jesus would have died for you on the cross if it would have just been you in the world. That is the love of all Almighty God. Woo! Raise your hand and praise him. If you was the only one, you was the one that was down and out, Jesus would have come by and he would have reached down in compassion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Just one. Just one. Just one. Just one.
Just one.
Woo. Yes, you're important. You might say, I don't have much to offer. Oh, yes, you do. You've got praise and worship and love to give to God.
Yeah.
Yes, you're important.
You're important.
I don't care what kind of road you've been down.
That's right, brother.
Oh, God, listen. Look at the word astray. I dug it up. I looked at the Greek word, definitions of this. If one would go astray, the definition of that word, among many others, means to wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, to wander. Now, I could slowly wander away from that desk. Come on. Day on, day in, day out. I could wander.
Come on.
I could wander. Week after week, I could wander. I'm getting farther and farther away.
Bless
from God.
Yeah.
Farther and farther away from my Bible. To go astray, it's not all of a sudden you just decide that you're going to leave the path and you're going to run from the shepherd and just as far as you can run. It don't mean that.
Bless you. Come on.
That's not always the definition.
Yeah. Come on.
Listen.
Come on.
Did you know? To wander away, to gradually drift away and go off the path. Did you know that you can attend church and not feel an importance?
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
And drift away inside?
Yes.
You can come to church and sit right here, but you ain't fully in.
Come on now.
You're right.
You ain't fully persuaded.
Come on, fully persuaded.
You ain't up to par inside.
Oh, yes.
Bless, Lord.
You've drifted.
Drifted.
Oh,
you've wandered.
Bless him, Lord.
The desire ain't there like it used to be.
Mom.
Man.
One time you felt elated, you was lifting up, you had a desire, you had a vision, the love was there. After a while, after the problems, and after the suffering, and all these things and situations that you go through, after a while, something happens on the inside, God.
Yes.
You can sit here today, and your mind can be a million miles away from God, I know. Your heart can be a million miles away from God. You've drifted. Inside, you've wandered. Your mind ain't on God like it used to be. You've lost your desire. Oh Lord, when church time rolls around, I tell you, if I ever needed to keep a desire, Brother George, to serve God, Sister Alicia, it is now. And I put Him first through it all, and to serve Him and to love Him. He'll reach down and He'll lift you up if you'll love Him and serve Him.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo. Loving and serving.
Oh, God.
Glory be to God.
You drift. Jesus is a looking for the stragglers.
Yes.
Those who feel unimportant. That has lost heart inside.
Lost heart.
You know, troubles will make you feel you lose heart.
Yes.
Temptations and trials come.
Disappointment.
People don't feel worthy because of their problems.
Oh, God.
And their conditions. Listen, if I know, if I know somebody really, really loves me and cares, I want to stay near him.
Yes.
Amen.
I said, I want to stay close to him, don't you?
Amen.
Oh, God. If I have drifted the least bit, I want to run back and say, Jesus, I want to stay near you. I want to walk by my shepherd's side. I want to be with and among the others in the presence of the shepherd where there's peace, joy, and contentment. I want to be one of them when the blessings are poured out, when the Spirit blesses, when the presence of God comes, when the service, when the Lord walks in. I don't want to be left out. I want to be right in the middle of it. I am important. I might be the least member of the body, but Jesus died for me. Hallelujah. He went to the cross for me. He shed His blood for me. I might feel insignificant and completely worthless through all of my problems. Hey, Lord, but Jesus loves me. I'm one of His sheep. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm one of His.
Still one of His.
Glory to God.
We started this lesson off. Does God see me?
Does He see me?
Does He really care?
Does He care?
Is He concerned about me and my condition?
Come on now.
Am I important to Jesus? Yes, you are.
Yes.
When Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth, He became the Son of Man.
Yes.
To feel everything that we feel and face in life. For him to be a faithful high priest sitting at the right hand of God as our intercessor. To take our needs to the Father and plead for us. Listen, he had to suffer. The Holy Ghost is telling us in verse 15 that Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes.
Yes.
I just felt the Lord right there.
Come on,
yes. Be to God. Bless him.
And alive.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus cannot stand the thought.
Thank you, Lord.
Of losing one of you.
That's right.
It hurts him when you hurt.
That's right. Come on.
He cannot stand the thought of losing not one sheep.
Praise be to God.
Holy God.
Come on.
You mean, Brother Tommy, the time that I am that important to God?
Glory,
yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Jesus cannot stand the thought of being in eternity. In heaven, to think that you would not be there.
Bless him, Lord.
He cannot stand the thought of you giving up, of saying, what's the use?
Bless him, Lord.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. I've never felt so low in my life. Jesus is saying, I've been completely over. And I reach from heaven to reach down to you and to give you hope and to say that I will be with you and I will help you, saith the Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes.
He can't stand the thoughts of you being left behind.
Come on now.
He cannot stand the thought. Listen to me. He cannot stand the thought of you staying home.
Amen.
You're right, Lord.
Amen.
He can't. When the church doors are open and something drastic has not happened and you ain't deathly sick, Jesus looks through the congregation and he looks through the hearts of his people. Where's my sheep?
Come on now.
Where's my sheep?
Oh, God.
Where is my people?
Bless him, Lord.
He can't stand the thought. I know, Brother Anthony, you've been up against it in and out of the hospital. We know that you suffer, but oh, God, when Jesus looks at the empty pews and the seats and say, where are they at today? Come on. Somebody said there is no excuse for us not serving the Lord and being faithful to him and faithful to his house unless something major comes up and we can't be here. God understands that. But when he looks into the seats and he says, where are they at? I worry about them. Are they a wandering? Are they a drifting? Are they getting farther away? Are they losing the heart? Has something happened inside of them? Are they letting their conditions and their sufferings and their trials take something out of their heart? Where are they at? Why ain't they here? Don't they know and realize that I love them? Why ain't they in my house?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless, Lord.
Oh, God. Where are they at?
Glory, glory.
It hurts him. It hurts him. It hurts him.
Yes.
When we drift.
Yeah.
I'm down and out. I'm a nobody.
Nobody.
I ain't important.
Yes.
Everything goes wrong. Nothing gets any better.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't important. Nothing I do is important. I don't have anything to offer. That's where the devil wants to put a lot of people. He'll use your trials against you to steal your praise and your worship.
Amen.
He'll do it. Come on. I've come through those doors. Nobody knows how I felt.
come through those doors and put a fake smile. It didn't really come from my heart. I forced a smile. I forced a handshake and a hug to hug somebody. But nobody knew how I was suffering on the inside. I felt like I was a million miles away from the Lord. Can I tell you, man, they've been a lot of times, almost 50 years. But I'm so glad that I pushed out and I came. Somebody had exactly in the service what I needed. It was the right song. Hey, somebody got up and sung, and the Spirit of the Lord came, and the anointing upon the music, and the preaching hit fed me. Raise your mother hand, I'm glad. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm important unto the Lord, and I'm glad that I pressed out and I came to God's house. I feel better. Raise your hand. I feel better. I said, I feel better. I'm glad that I come. Hallelujah. To the presence of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Feeling of our infirmities.
Himself took upon himself the form of a servant, was made like unto men, that he might be a faithful high priest.
Form of a servant.
You know what infirmities is? It means our frailties. Listen, our weaknesses, our feebleness, our faintness, our sicknesses and diseases and every kind of trouble of body and mind. Yes, you're important. Jesus took all of your infirmities. When Jesus was here, he was tested. He was tried.
Yes.
He suffered in his flesh. His body hurt. He knew what it was like to hunger.
Yes.
He got tired.
Yes.
He got weak and weary. He knew what pain was. Scripture said himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses in his own body.
Yes.
He knew what it was like to feel lonely. My Jesus did.
Right.
He knew what it was like for everybody to walk away, not to understand him. He knew how it felt to be rejected, pushed out, talked against. The Son of God took the form of a man in a human body so that he could identify with your every need that you would ever have. Any problem that you would ever go through.
He knows.
Listen, there's not a battle in our body or our mind what Jesus himself did not go through. He knew what carrying a heavy load was. He himself was burdened and troubled. We'll never know the stress that he felt in dealing with others. He went through it all to identify with us. Yes, Jesus knows, and he sees me, and he cares. He's a reaching to me right now.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is wanting us to know that Jesus is touched right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's acquainted with your feeling, as you said here, your griefs, your sorrows, your worries, your fears, your hurts and pains, and he's moved with compassion for you. We'll never know the deep waters of affliction that Jesus waded and passed through. No wonder he spent whole nights in prayer, praying for himself, being the Son of Man. He prayed and sought the Father, God, his God, for strength.
Strength.
It all was for you. All was for you. The Bible said that he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Christ our Savior knew what sacrifice was.
Mark's gospel said that he was driven, he was led into the spirit, into the wilderness by the spirit, and was with the wild beast to be tempted of the devil. Fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was weak and hungered. The devil tempted him in his weakened state. If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Jesus said no. You're hungry, Jesus. Use your power to turn these stones into bread to feed your craving. No. Feed the outward man, Jesus. Feed your flesh. No. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. Do you know why Jesus went through and suffered all of this? It was for you.
Because he loved you.
He overcame the world and the devil just for you.
Praise be to God.
Through his suffering, he learned to say no and get the victory so that he could help you and minister to you. There's not a temptation or a trial that you're going through, not one, not right now, that he's not aware of. His suffering is over. He endured and overcame. And now he's a reaching to you. Praise God. Listen, as I close. When the enemy presses you, what do you do? Now, when you're going through it, you're loaded down and you're burdened. You're hurting and you feel lonely and dejected. When you're tired, weary from your struggles, the enemy of your soul, the devil, comes to you and says, you can't make it. You're hurting too bad.
Yes.
No one understands you. Look at all the stress and the pressure you're under. You're so frail. Just give up. Throw in the towel and quit. No. That's when Jesus turns and looks at the Father beside of him and says, Father, I know exactly how they feel. I know what they're going through right now, and I have overcome for them. I bore it all. I've been in their shoes, and I've suffered it. And that's when God says to his Son, he's moved with compassion and mercy. He sends the Spirit of God to help you, but to give you strength. Praise God. That's the reason the psalmist, a long time ago, said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord is thy keeper. He shall preserve thy soul. Oh, how much he loves me. How much that he cares. Can we just lift our hand right now? Father, we love you here today.
God,
praise you, Lord, for what we've heard.
Jesus,
and you speak into our hearts.
For the service today.
For the love you sent, Lord, the touch, holy God. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. We know, God, we know that you care. Lord, we trust you. We lean upon you.
We trust you, Lord. I know you care.
I know, God, you're my helper. You're my helper, Lord. You're my helper. You're my way maker. My meat supplier, Jesus. And I'm going to serve you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.